Space Watchers. This is Space Cafe Radio. Your channel about trends, cool people and real conferences. I'm Thorsten, publisher of Space Watcher Global, and our team has been visiting the Space Tech Expo 2021 in Bremen. During our visit, I had the opportunity talking with Dr. Ibrahim Atta, head of sales and business development at the Rocket Factory Augsburg, a company for orbital launch vehicles and one of Germany's shining stars in the new space ecosystem. How are you doing after the 2 days of the show?
It's great. It's a little bit exhausting, but it's fine to be back. It's really great to meet all these people again, which you just know from email streams and Zoom meetings, and to talk to persons face-to-face. It's great. It's such a unique occasion that you have access to so much condensed information. And you have 3 days where you live in the space bubble. You have the expo. You go out to dinner with other people. You talk about space. You go to the next bar. You talk about space. It's really like a boot camp for space.
You are in the city of space of Germany. You made a few announcements the last days and signed really quite a number of memorandum of understandings during the show and in the last week. Can you give us an update on those and guide us through?
Yes, it was really great the last few weeks. We started in Dubai, and even 1 week before Dubai, we announced our new CEO, Dr. Stefan Tularaza, who is complementing now our board. Dubai was great. We kicked it off with a MOU with Commercial Space Technologies UK. They are the oldest brokers in the game. They have lots of experience, and we are offering unique orbits for customers. After that, we had a launch sales agreement with Zenair Aerospecial from Spain, and they will be on our rocket 2026 for a mission, for a research mission using electromagnetic tethers to do orbital raising and also debris removals. It's really the most important thing is sustainability for the low Earth orbit. We had Neutron Star Systems and a launch stealth agreement. We had Plus Ultra Space Outpost with the first commercial constellation on the moon as customer and signed an agreement with them. And this was just Dubai. This week was kicked off with Lunasa. They are developing an OTV and they are based in the UK. We had an MOU with them. We had yesterday the great MOU with Morphoid Space. Today, we will also announce something.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, we have our first customer for the first launch, and we will announce it today. It's Lunar Research Service from the Ukraine. It's going to be exciting.
Pretty cool. Congratulations to that.
So thank you very much.
You mentioned sustainability, and that's something that's very close. Also, last week, COP26 just finished. Let me ask you, what is your company's approach to sustainability in general, and how is that reflected in your work?
Sustainability is one of our key drivers. We have all families, we have all kids. I have 3 kids myself, and my goal as a father is really to leave a better planet to my kids. So we need to be the first generation who leaves this place as a better place as we found it. I think this is very important, and this is a very important driver for us. How does it affect our work? We designed the rocket in such a way that it's the first launcher with negative space debris balance, which means we have an orbital stage which can deploy satellites. And after that, it has a propulsion system. It can, after the successful mission, find space debris and deorbit it. And this is what we're working on currently. The launcher itself is very eco-friendly. We have stainless steel structures, and we are recovering the first stage so we don't pollute the ocean with first stages, and we use stage combustion engines, which means we are not dumping unburned fuel in the atmosphere. We have a higher efficiency, it's cleaner, and we will recover the engines. From that point of view, sustainability is a key driver for us.
It sounds many changes from the first version you showed here in Bremen 2 years back. Can you give us a quick update on the status of your rocket development?
Definitely. We had a very good year. We had thermal steady state. It was our staged combustion engine with the 8-second test. We have burst tested our first stage tank, and all went perfect. We have ordered the next tank in the same way. Now the next year is very important for us. We are now extending our test site in Sweden so we can do parallel testing. And now we go from the test engine, which we have retired, to the flight model. We're producing a number of flight models right now. And the next goal is early next year to have a long duration burn with our flight engine. And after that, we will head directly to the stage level test where we have the upper stage as a complete system and make a full duration burn.
Very cool. Just to repeat, you're testing in Sweden?
Yes.
But your maiden flight is signed with Andoya.
Exactly. That's correct.
Perfect. Oh, wonderful. Where are we on the timing? You said next year you continue your tests. So will we see the maiden flight end of next year?
The maiden flight is scheduled for end of next year. this is the most optimistic timeline. It is possible, though. We're really working hard to make this
possible. Not earlier than.
Yeah. So not earlier than end of next year. Exactly.
Oh, great. It's wonderful to hear it. What are your takeaways from the show, from the Space Tech Expo here in Bremen?
My takeaways is we're really in very, very exciting times. There's so much movement in the industry. We have so many new players, also new players with new disruptive ideas. I think we are right with the timing. It's really nice to be here to talk to all these people. But there are also upcoming challenges which need to be addressed. It's the sustainability. We saw what happened in orbit this week. Sustainability is for us not just important for our Earth, but also for the low Earth orbit. We need to take care of that. Otherwise, we will, in the worst case, end up with a debris cloud and orbit will not be accessible anymore. And this is something we really need to address.
Thank you for listening today. If you want to stay on the pulse of space, visit our website, our mothership, at spacewatch.global and subscribe to our newsletters. But of course, don't forget to become a Space Watcher. I'm Torsten Kreening, CEO and publisher of spacewatch.global, your independent perspective of space.